After he finished drinking the second cup, he should wash his hands. Should have the three matzahs, or two and a half matzahs, the broken one in the middle. Should hold all three of them together. Then afterwards, you break from the top one and the broken one. You dip them in salt. Since it's considered fine quality matzahs, you don't have to dip them in salt. What Shabru brings is, even though Mechava said you hold all three of them, when you make the bracha Hamoitzi, hold all three of them, that way you have the Chamishna. Then we make the bracha Achilas Matzah, and then before the bracha you drop the bottom one and you make the bracha on the one and a half remaining ones. Yerchon Basevu Yachar Gezais Mekolechav. You should eat a gezais of each one. Today we have very big gezais, so it's enough to eat a small gezais of each one, and you put two of them together, you have one big gezais, and you have to eat a full big gezais of each one. Get them together, first eat the moitzi and afterwards the chilas matzah one. Next stage is take the mora and you dip it entirety into the charoises. Shouldn't leave the mora too long in the charoises because it's going to lose its sharpness. Before you eat it, you should also shake off the excess charoises because it should have that sharpness. Make the bracha al chilas mora and you eat it without reclining. Then you take from the third bottom matzah and you take a piece of it. And you eat it together with the mora and you dip it in the charoises. Amos says, and minig is not to be toivel that one in the charoises. And the Maisi says, the men of Harim said, yes to be toivel in the charoises, so whatever you do is good. You say Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel. Chavetz Chaim is not so happy about this because it says the chashash of the hefstik. But the general minig is to say Zeichel Mikdash before eating Kayach. If you go like Mishnah Berurah, it's also good. They can say the Zeichel Mikdash after. The Oichlim Biyachad Basefer. Kayach Yid Basefer. Even though this kerech is a minig, the chachili should set it up in a way that there's no hefsek between the bracha and the matzah and the mor and this, so that those two brachas should go on this kerech.